Petersburg Police Chief Jim Agner says officers arrested 22-year-old Levi O'Connor around 10 a.m. in front of Petersburg Medical Center. According to Agner, the officers found a couple of pocket knives on the suspect. Agner says the call that prompted the situation initially came into police shortly after 8:30 in the morning.
It involved somebody that had actually committed a crime of domestic violence and had said that they were going to go out and kill some people, and they had weapons, and there was a concern they had firearms as well as other weapons, and so they were often wandering the streets.
Agner says he called in several officers who were off duty, and most of the department went out to look for O'Connor. He says the alleged threats did not specifically target the schools or anyone in particular, but police informed the school district as a precaution.
The person we were concerned about could have hurt anybody, and the schools are the single biggest conglomerate of people in town at any given time. And so what we did was, as part of our protocols, we called the school district and informed them of the potential danger.
I said, well, we are putting the school on lockdown. You let me know when it's safe. And so within 10 seconds of the call from the chief, we were locking down.
District Superintendent Rob Thomason had the school's alarm sound, and he went outside to check on the exterior of the buildings as the lockdown got underway. That included locking interior and exterior doors and keeping the students in the classrooms.
Our goal there is to have it be a heightened level of concern, but not to the level of panic. And the staff, the teachers, once we got organized, they just continued teaching, because if we can demonstrate calmness and confidence, that imparts that to the children, and they will keep going. So the key is, no matter how much we as adults are feeling inside our stomach, they just kept right on teaching, and it was outstanding. I cannot say enough in favor of and positive about every staff member that participated in this.
Local officials also decided to lock down the hospital as well as the aquatic center. Municipal elections were underway in the aquatic center lobby at the time, and election judge Naomi Weldy says things went smoothly.
Everybody that was in here voting just stayed right in here. And when people come to the door, they had a sign out there telling what was happening. Otherwise, it was very, very good.
No worries.
No worries, no. We just all kind of got away from the windows, just in case. But otherwise, everybody was calm and everybody was fine.
The lockdowns ended and voting resumed just after 10 in the morning when O'Connor was arrested. According to Chief Agner, he's being charged with felony assault in the third degree in connection with the alleged domestic violence incident that prompted the original call to police. Both Agner and Superintendent Thomason credit their staffs and the community response to the potential threat.
I think it went really well. I mean, the school lockdown went very smoothly. The radio station was excellent in its sending out the information to the public, and I said the officers activated. We drug some people in from sleep and brought them in and hustled around, and we managed to find the person. And the community, again, behaved very well.
According to Agner, neither the schools nor police were inundated with phone calls, and that allowed them to better respond to what was going on at the time. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.